David Cassidy, hello. Sweetie, sit down right there. How are you? Look at you.
Look at you. How are you?
I know Mark, but Mark's out sick today. I'm good. I'm good.
I understand he's out ill. Just an opportunity for me to become Mark today.
I know. I'm going to actually get to talk about some stuff.
Yeah, become a... I'd like to be a DJ.
You know, David, we just came back from Vegas. We were there for Gloria Estefan over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. How was that, by the way?
It was great. But
was she good?
Yeah, she was really good, especially toward the end. It kind of got going at the end, huh?
Yeah.
You know, us old people, it takes a while to get going. But you've done shows in Vegas. You were in EFX for a long time. And, yeah, I think it's such a weird city. Could you?
It is a weird city. It's a fun city, but I viewed it like you... I moved there. I closed in Toronto in Blood Brothers and got on the corporate jet and flew directly. They picked me up in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Flew directly there. And the next day began reworking, rewriting the effects and moved there to work.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't move there as a lifestyle choice.
Supply, right.
It's my, it's my career. And I stayed.
Did you stay in the hotel there?
No, well, I stayed for 2 weeks. And it was because I was in the theater all day. And I'd come back, and I'd never left the hotel. I never breathed, like, fresh air.
See, that's just such a strange life to me.
It's very tough, yeah. But, I mean, it's a good lifestyle. If you're, again, if you're driven by your career, and yeah. I've moved all over the world, from London to New York to L.A., and all spots in between, just about.
You know, it's funny, because I heard an interview with Bonnie Raitt, and, like, she can't wait to get back on the road. I just think that would be so difficult as a lifestyle choice.
I've been doing it now for a long time. 2 years ago, I left Vegas. I did 2,700 shows.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, you do 10 shows a week. And you do it 50 weeks a year.
And you get like Monday off or something, right?
We get one day off.
Yeah.
Usually Sunday or Monday. Depends upon. And then I did At the Copa with Sheena Easton. And I wrote and produced The Rat Pack Is Back, which played for 3 years. So it was great for me creatively and for my career. But, it is in the middle of a desert.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, nothing else lives there. You know?
I know.
Like, there are, like, rodents and things that are out in the desert, but it wasn't really intended for human beings to inhabit.
There'd be nothing else to do with that place.
So if they didn't build these ridiculous places there, what would anybody want to go? It's 121 in the summer, and it's, it snows in the winter. The climate is a little harsh.
Yeah.
But I had fun doing what I did because I love my work.
You're working so
I love
well.
My work too. Yeah,
and you kind of can figure out your family life around that. I always think like, how do you have some sort of normal family life?
Well, that became the trick for me.
Especially when kids start school,
Well, yeah, my son is now 12, and when we moved there, he was in school. I was doing Blood Brothers on Broadway when he began preschool, and then we moved to Connecticut. And I was hardly there because I was on the road a lot.
Yeah.
And now I have a much better balance now. And I really made the choice 2 years ago that I wanted to go out. I had the opportunity to go out and do concerts, but again, and go all over the world where I hadn't been in quite some time because I'd been working in the theater and working in Vegas for a decade. But I just had to look at it and say, I need to be able to kind of settle down here.
Yeah.
And,
at least for a while.
6 years in Vegas was good for my son. He got the sense of not having to move and travel and do all that.
Got to go to regular school.
While I was there, I bought a great place in South Florida and on the water. And we just decided that a year ago that we would move and put him into a really great school. And now I'm there maybe half the time.
It's kind of like being a professional sports guy, too.
Yeah,
like a ball player.
Athletes always do the same thing.
So we're going to talk about, the road and,
yes,
you know,
babe, we can talk about
that. We
got to
talk about that a little bit. Now, because of this, experience that you've had. I mean, there's a funny story about Prince this morning we'll share, too. And also...
There is a funny story about Prince?
Well, I mean, how celebrity kind of made him a little wacko.
No.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, we'll talk about that. And
the artist... formerly known as, that's now known again as.
Right.
Yes. Because once he did that, nobody cared, and he went, oh, I better take my name back.
That's sort of strange, isn't it? Yeah. David Cassidy, our special guest this hour, and coming up, he's guest starring in Malcolm in the Middle?
Yes, I am.
You have to do that because you have a 12-year-old and he knows the show, huh?
Well, it wasn't like that wasn't a prerequisite, but the fact that he did know the show and liked it, and Frankie, you know, he's a, Frankie Munoz is Malcolm, he's very good, and yeah, my 12-year-old does like the show, and I'd seen it a couple of times. It's very funny, very well written. The character I'm playing on this show, we can talk about. I mean, I got to do, it's one of those dream roles. It's an amalgamation of all of the egomaniacal, mad, egocentric Hollywood, Vegas guys that...
Sounds a little lounge lizardy to me.
No. Well, there's elements of that, but somebody who really believes that everything they say is poetry.
Oh, we're going to hear more about that coming up. But first, we got to find out what's on the freeways for us. Mike Nolan's in the Coast 103 Mercedes-Benz airplane looking at your drive this morning.
And Kim, good morning. David Cassidy shows up in Glendale and the sun starts to shine. That's a good sign. We can see that heavy traffic on the Glendale freeway southbound now from right up to 134 all the way down toward the 5.
Special and studio guest coming up on the Mark and Kim Show.
It's a most music morning on Coast 103.5. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Beatles, and Here Comes the Sun on the Mark and Kim Show. Kim Amidon sitting in this hour with David Cassidy. Look at my heart. My heart's beating fast, I think. David.
Kim.
You know, I have to tell you,
mm-hmm.
I'm so fascinated lately with all the the fan thing, the groupie thing. I think maybe part of it's the NBA. You're reading all about how women are treated. Uh-huh. This morning, a weird story about Prince. Mm. Prince, I guess, is so sick of groupies that when he picks up women now, he just brings them home and reads the Bible to them. You know, how you, look at your career.
That's something I have never done.
Yeah. Your career, how did you deal with the groupies? I mean, how do you stay happily married now? I mean, how
I accepted it as part of, and still do as part of the deal, that, I mean, it's great that people care as much as they care about you. And you have to look at it as like, this is my career, this is my job, and I never asked for it or expected it. For me, it just happened, and it happened like virtually overnight. And from the time I was 19, 40 years old.
I'm sure women, girls were throwing themselves at you.
It's kind of an interesting thing because the shows are very reminiscent of the intensity and the energy of the 70s. And although their voices have dropped an octave, it's a flattering thing that people rush the stage and they want to touch you and grab you and all that stuff.
Right.
And they do. I view it as like, well, we can have fun with this idea. When it becomes, there are 99.9% of the people are just fans and are fine, and they realize that I'm an artist and I'm married and that this is what I do and I perform and I just play guitar and sing and write and do that. There is that 0.1% that thinks because you're on disc or on television that you're in their family.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that you're married to them.
Oh, that's kind of creepy. I'm just talking to, this is the thing. How do you know when you're a famous person like you are, David Cassidy, that somebody really loves you for you?
I never had a doubt about it. No. I never had a doubt about people being friends with me or being, I always knew they were, if they were around me for the reason of being around celebrities or fame, I could always tell. And I don't think maybe once or twice in my life was ever really fooled by it.
Yeah.
Even if I saw that side to them, I also saw a genuine side that they liked me because I am somebody who is likable.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But in the end, I think that if you don't have a perspective about that, about if your instinct isn't good enough about human beings to know that people like you for who you are.
Right. And they wouldn't put up with some of the things. So it becomes more. I mean, if you get over that hump.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah.
I
find this fascinating. You're reading all about the NBA now with this thing going on with Kobe and how these women just...
Well, athletes and celebrities. Yeah. We are a country, and perhaps all of us in the world now, because of the media in general. The access to celebrity now, the focus on it being so important. It's not like any longer what you're famous for. It's just being famous.
Being famous.
You know?
Well, I know if a gal was with you or with Rodrigo Hernandez, our producer here, she wouldn't brag about being with him.
Come on,
I'm just going to say that.
Stop that.
Rodrigo.
Come on.
Are you going to take that from her?
Come on, they'd name drop. All right, well, you're busy working. You've got so many things going on.
I'm coming back to town.
You're going to be at the Orange County Performing Arts Center in November, the 21st and 22nd. Tell us about the show you're doing now.
Well, this is by far the most interesting show that I've ever done, and I have never... there are very few things I can say. I've never done this before. I've been real fortunate to work in all aspects of the media and different mediums and theater and television and film and, Vegas and writing and all the rest of it. I'm going to be performing for the first time with a symphony orchestra.
Oh, my God.
At the Orange County Performing Arts Center, November 21st and 22nd.
So tickets are on sale? Are they on sale?
Yeah, I think they've just gone on sale,
The 21st and 22nd of November. You know, why don't we give away some? Can we give away some?
Oh, yeah, we'll give a couple tickets
for you. Okay, all right. Well, you want to call the Coastlines?
I mean, I'll buy the tickets and you can give them away. That'll be fine.
1-800-929-KOSD to see David Cassidy at the Orange County Performing Arts Center. Do you do your stuff from EFX and the shows?
No, I do most of my stuff. Well, this is going to be an interesting one because it's a different show than I've ever done.
Okay.
I'm going to be performing. I've been in the recording studio in the last 3 months at Capitol Records here, and in being on the road and then coming into town and then going back home, I've been away a lot, but I have a new CD that I just finished, which has... it's called A Touch of Blue, and it is definitely got a touch of blue to it. And I'm going to be performing a couple of the new tracks on that,
mm-hmm.
a new song that I've written. And, you know, most of the time when people come and see you live, they want to hear what they're familiar with.
Right.
They don't want to hear all your new stuff.
They want to hear, I think I love you. Come
right.
on.
Right. They want to hear that. They
want to
hear
Cherish.
And, yeah, of course. And so would I. If you go and see, I don't care who it is, if you go see Sting or whomever, you're not going to want them to premiere new material.
All new. Well, some new and some old.
A new song is fine in a set.
Yeah.
One new song. And it's like, oh, okay, now I hear what you're doing, but I want to hear the stuff that...
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah, I'm going to do all my hits, and then I'm going to do some of the things like Cherish and yeah, a couple of my older songs that I began doing recently that are from the early Partridge Family days, like Point Me in the Direction of Albuquerque. And really great songs.
Good. Well, we're looking
But we're going to be doing it with a symphony orchestra, which should be really amazing.
Does that make it easier or harder?
Well, I think it's going to be a lot more difficult because there's 90 pieces that we're playing with. You know, it's not like I got 6-7 guys with me and me playing guitar.
Yeah.
But I'm going to also just have the band itself, and we'll do like, you know, half an act of that.
It's going to be fun.
Act. Yeah, it should be really fun.
The Orange County Performing Arts Center to see David Cassidy. Tickets are on sale now. Now, tell us the date of the Malcolm in the Middle episode.
November 2nd.
Okay.
I didn't talk too much about the performance,
well,
but
go ahead.
This is a guy, I play a character by the name of Boone Vincent. Boone Vincent, who is a, can I say it again? He's a legend in his own mind. And truly... He's one of those guys that I have met. It's an amalgamation of many different individuals I have met in the entertainment business.
Well, you have to have a little bit of an ego to be in the
entertainment business. Well, ego is one thing, but when you've lost your mind, and I have met a few who have seriously lost their mind, would you take a bullet for me?
Oh,
yeah.
Scary.
Oh, no. I could tell you some stories about people that are... It's just, you can't believe that they're actually that like that.
Well, how do you stay grounded? You need to stay grounded somehow.
I just think, you know, my friends and family just look at me and say, shut
Get
up.
Over yourself.
Get over yourself.
Especially all the brothers.
My brothers are the best, actually. Sean and Patrick are in particular the best at it. But we do that with each other. And because we genuinely love and care for each other, I think also my father... he was a very interesting guy. He had a very real, even though his persona was all of this really dashing.
Yes, he was very handsome.
Extraordinarily well dressed and presented himself as someone of the theater.
Yeah, sophisticated, I think.
He had that, and he was in many ways that guy. I think that guy was created out of, he came from very poor, working class, Irish background in Queens.
So he became who he wanted to be then.
He became, I think in his mind as a little boy, he saw John Barrymore and thought of himself as that. Gifted and talented my dad was and tortured also. But my brothers and I often talk about it. He had a very real working class side to him.
Mm-hmm.
When he wasn't doing that, you'd see him out in the workshop. And he would build, and he could sculpt, and he was just very artistic and very creative. And all of us have gotten different aspects, I think, of his talent. But I think he was very down. When you would talk to him about real stuff in life, he was down to earth. He had a great work ethic.
So you had a good grounding then.
I think so. In a lot of ways, I did. Yeah.
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 Where are you creative besides on stage? What else do you do?
My wife thinks I'm.
Do you have any other hobbies?
Yeah, well, I have a passion for, I breed and race racehorses.
Oh, do you do?
Yeah, I have for 25 years.
Oh, my God.
I do it back east now, completely, really. I mean, about 10 years ago, I moved my whole deal back there and in New York, and I'm very involved in the New York Racing Association.
Oh, that's good.
In fact, Breeders' Cup is coming out here on October 25th, and I am actually going to do a big charity auction for them.
I'm going to
be the auctioneer. Yeah.
Yeah, we'd love to promote.
Santa Anita. Anyway, that's part of what my... That's my passion and
awesome.
My creativity.
That takes all your money, so that's why you keep in the work. That's why you have to make more. David Cassidy, our special guest this morning. I understand tomorrow you're going to be on the morning show at...
Fox. Yeah.
You're going to have some fun with those guys.
Yeah, and I'm doing Wayne Brady, and then I'm back.
He's a neat guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I met him years ago in Vegas when he was just before he became a successful guy, and he was working up there. And I'm going home for a couple days, and I'll be in New York, and then I go to the UK.
Busy.
My new CD is going to be released there in about 2 weeks.
So. Pick up the new CD, watch Malcolm in the Middle, November 3rd.
November 2nd.
2nd.
Yep.
And also tickets at the Orange County Performing Arts Center. David Cassidy will be there the 21st and 22nd of November. It's always great to see you.
It's great to see you too, Kim.
Come back anytime you
want. Thanks. Tell Mark to come back.
We didn't need him for anything, did we?
No, it was good. I like
good.
It.
Good. All right.